Well, Dale, after a soggy start to the season, I think you'd probably be glad to see the back of the county championship for the next few weeks and concentrate on the limited overs stuff instead.
Yeah, I was just saying it's pretty different to a normal Durham season where we normally, you know, the championship is a real focus and we're normally doing well in the championship. So when 2020 comes around, we start shaking and getting a bit nervous about it. But you know, now we're almost looking forward to the 2020. I think it could just relax the guys a bit. We have to score, especially the batters. You've got to go out and hit the ball. In these conditions, it's been really tough. So it might just be a chance to get a bit of momentum going into the back end of the championship season.
Colwyn Bay first before the 2020. A nice trip to North Wales, possibly in the rain, we don't know. But you've got a Pro 40 game first to think about.
Yeah, I think we're doing well there. And you know, we need to keep pressure on Surrey. We were pretty disappointed down at Surrey. I thought we bowled really well, and to chase 220 there is a really gettable score, and I think we let ourselves down. So, but that is, you know, and looking forward, it gives you a bit of confidence that we can beat them, and we've beaten them last year as well. So this game, or every game now, is important because you have to win your league. Or your section. So, you know, we want to go down there and just maintain what we've been doing. I think we look pretty good out there in all areas, and we just got to keep it going. Yeah.
I would imagine Paul Collingwood's not playing. I saw him last night. His hand was heavily strapped up.
No, he's not going to be available. His hand doesn't look too good, actually. And with the 10, 20, 20 games coming up, we'll try and give him a rest. But obviously opportunities, the 40-over competition we want to use for opportunities for the younger players as well. So, you know, there's an opportunity there for someone to come in.
Mm. And finally, Herschel Gibbs arrives next week.
Yep, I'm sure everyone will know in the Northeast when he arrives. He's a sociable character, but obviously, you know, he's a hell of a good player. So that just adds a bit more to the dressing room and hopefully freshens up everything for the 2020 campaign.